Some colourful characters have worked on Norwich Market over the years, but there were two who became television superstars, and it is about time we remembered them. Their names were Michael and Bernie Weinstein, but you may remember them as cheeky chappies Mike and Bernie Winters, who after Morecambe and Wise were the biggest comedy double act in the land. Mike and Bernie actually worked in Norwich and were regulars at Great Yarmouth summer shows. They also supported many local charities and good causes in the city and across the county. Back in the early 1950s, the brothers had been travelling up and down the country, following in the footsteps of Laurel and Hardy, Jewel and Warris, and Abbott and Costello, trying to raise a laugh in a country still being rebuilt following the Second World War. It was hard graft, and when they appeared in a show at the Norwich Theatre Royal, they took a look around the city, liked it so much they decided to stay. They were perfect stall holders, plenty of yak-yak and chit-chat, selling stockings and clothes. People loved them, and many still remember the Likely Lads. They stayed for the next 4 or 5 years. "We lived on Unthank Road, and we loved it. Norwich was great," Mike said later, and he was the straight man, while his brother Bernie was the goofy one. "We also worked the area, going to Spalding and King's Lynn on Saturday nights, and on Sundays we used to come down to Yarmouth. All the time we were going broke together," he laughed. Earlier this year, Fred Carr of New Cossey recalled how he worked with Bernie on Norwich Market. The company they worked for was called Wincattel and run by Mike, Ray Stott and Mark Besser. "On one occasion I stayed at Bernie's parents' house. I was introduced to Marty Wilde, Lionel Blair and Tommy Steele. Happy memories," said Fred. Eventually Mike and Bernie decided to have another go at showbiz. Once again, it was hard work, long hours travelling up and down the country. While they were regulars at Great Yarmouth during the summer season, it was television which projected them into millions of homes across the land and all over the world. People loved their slapstick humour and funny faces. They became household names, and for almost 30 years they were one of the top comedy duos in the land. The TV show Big Night Out launched them on their way. The Mike and Bernie Show and Mike and Bernie's Music Hall followed, and there were a host of other shows. They were also huge stars in Australia and South Africa. Always in the shadow of Morecambe and Wise, they carved out a big following for themselves, but the relationship between the two brothers was a difficult one, and they parted in 1978. Mike went to live in America, where he became a businessman, and Bernie launched himself as a solo comedian.